Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening tonight as I continue my series of interviews with different land professionals from around the nation. Each broadcast is sponsored by the website www.landthink.com, a great resource that serves all your land needs. I encourage you to return to each broadcast so you continue to grow your knowledge about land. This broadcast is the only place on the internet where you will experience the very best insights about the depth and breadth of vacant land. Hi, I'm Russell Ward, your host, and I'm a full-time land investor and author of Vacant Land Guide, How to Buy Vacant Land at Wholesale Prices. My turnkey program teaches you the secrets of owning your own land business where you don't have to use your own money, and my process is very, very easy to learn. If you have any questions or comments during this broadcast, you can contact me through my website. It's vacantlandguide, G-U-I-D-E.com, or you can use the live chat feature on your computer screen. Tonight I've invited Ryan Folk. He's the founder and president of LandFlip.com and LandThink.com on the broadcast. Ryan, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Russ. Glad to be here.
Okay. Ryan, let me first introduce you to those listening tonight so they can get a little better acquainted with you. Ryan began his land real estate career in 2003 after 6 years of being in information technology sales and consulting. From 2003 to 2006, Ryan was at that time a licensed realtor, and he sold over $30 million in land transactions throughout the Southeast, including TIMO and pension fund holdings, farms, timberland tracts, and recreational hunting land. So in my world, Ryan knows land. Now, during the same period, he created LandFlip.com to market and advertise land listings. Today, LandFlip.com has grown to become a premier site for landowners, brokers, and auctioneers to market land to buyers and investors worldwide. In 2008, he created LandThink.com as the premier website to get the latest on land trends, news, articles, advice, and now podcasts, which we're really excited about this feature. So now we're going to get to Ryan here. Now that you've become better acquainted with him, Ryan, one question that is always asked of me, the very first question that I'm going to ask of you, of all the different forms of real estate, why did you choose to be a part of land?
Actually, it was a fluke how I got into the land business. If you would have asked me prior to me being in the land business, what would you be doing? It would have never been selling land or land flip or land think. It was kind of an interesting turn of events that came to getting me in the land business. At the time, I was in the ranks of IT sales and consulting, a road warrior flying all over the country selling enterprise software.
Mm-hmm.
And doing that, on an airplane in the IT bubble bursting around that time, it got a little taxing, and I was always an entrepreneur at my very nature. So that's what got me into the land business, and I started in the ranks of actually selling it, knew nothing about it. Had a guy that got me in this business who said, hey, this is booming right now. And at the time, I said, you got to be kidding, land.
Sure.
Who cares about land?
Right.
And so then things happened. Got a license, started selling, had some great mentors, built LandFlip.com and started marketing properties, large acreage tracts. And then that brings us all the way to where we are today. So it really was not a planned event. It was just something that I woke up one day and said, hey, I'm looking for a change. And it just so happened to be that I was able to take the technology and the land space where there was a huge gap and help fill that hole. I saw an opportunity and subsequently jumped on it.
Absolutely. Excellent. Now, I noticed that you have some experience helping people buy and sell farms and timberland and hunting land. So were these particularly large pieces of land at the time?
Mostly. They were. When I got started in the land business, I jumped right in to selling TIMO and pension fund packages, holdings that they would hold tracts of land for X period of time, typically 10 years and sometimes longer, and then they would put that out on the market to sell to the end user or a retail buyer, such as a person who wanted to own their own farm, a family investment, so on and so forth. So typically they were 20 acres and up. Most of them, though, were a couple hundred acres and larger. My largest land deal was a 2,000-acre tract in the state of Georgia that was about a $4.1 million deal. And that was bought by two private investors for timberland purposes and investments. So, you know, most of the tracts were typically, as most would consider, large tracts. So that's where I really focused my time is on the big deals.
Sure. And really, that's quite a niche because you would probably even now not have many competitors in something like that. Would that be correct?
Well, I got in it at a good time. I had a couple guys that mentors that kind of got me started, coached me on timber. What does it mean? Different types of timber. What's the value of timber? They got me in all of this, and they said, "Hey, you're coming in this at a good time." And at the time, I didn't know any better. I was green. Out to make my first land deal and do it and make the closing go smooth because there's a million things that can tear a deal apart when you're trying to put a land deal together. But it started growing and growing and growing, and I got better and better and better at it, and I fast-tracked myself to do that. I surrounded myself with some pretty good people that were able to teach me a lot of things that would have taken me a while to learn on my own.
Absolutely. Now, why I asked Ryan, for those that are listening, a little bit about his background about land, because he really comes with the qualifications to create a website about land. He's not someone who looks from afar and is just providing a forum for other land investors, but he really knows land, and he knows about land very intimately, and that's really your foundations for creating LandFlip, because when you created LandFlip, there wasn't really a lot of websites that specifically were for people to buy and sell land. Would that be right?
That's correct. There wasn't a lot. I saw, you know, a lot of brokers and agents, auctioneers had their, and even land holding companies or land investors that for a business bought and sold land. They all had their own website, but as far as your traditional means of marketing being newspaper, magazines, print, mainly print media, there wasn't a lot of Internet exposure marketing. Of course, residential's been a totally different story. That market is absolutely huge. There's tons of websites out there to market homes and residential and even commercial real estate for sale. But there was really a gap in land, and I think it's been kind of this weird, you know, land type of deal. It's a different animal. It's not like buying a house. It really is different. So, yeah, I saw a need there. A gap, and at first I built LandFlip to market the properties that I was selling, had some cohorts and guys, co-workers in the business that worked under the same firm, and we all started marketing the property. Well, and it started growing and growing. You know, there was a lot of economic and market things that were going on at the time that helped that. Florida, people were leaving out of Florida at the time and coming up towards Georgia, which, by the way, is where we're based. So a lot of those dynamics tend to line up at the right time. So.
Sure. Now, I know that you've really grown as a website, and you were telling me the other day that you actually have 22,000 people who've actually subscribers to your periodic email blast. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's grown exponentially in a very short period of time, a lot more than I would have expected.
And that I really think that's remarkable, but it shows, though, the trends towards land and the interest towards land as well. And I think that you've done a commendable job. And I just love going to your site because you have these great land pictures. And I just want to go on vacation every time I see it. So I really like what you've done with your layout and design as well, because that's an important feature as well.
Well, and that's what really the buyers and the investors and the people that are searching for this stuff want. We try to give the folks, you know, what they want and what they're looking for. And believe it or not, they really want a lot of information to help ease the process and speed up the buying process. They don't want to get muddled in all of the details and all of the slow process. They really want to be able to make decisions and narrow down their choices quicker, and the Internet has helped facilitate that.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, tonight, I'm having you on primarily as a professional land analyzer is the best way for me to describe it.
Okay.
So you and I are kind of have a little think tank here for the other land investors who will be, or people that are interested in land that we can talk about, because you talk to a lot of buyers and sellers and land professionals over the course of the weeks and months, where the rest of us are kind of out on our little areas of the world, you know, taking advantage of our opportunities. But one facet of your website that I've really enjoyed and actually has been very helpful for me personally, that we're going to be talking about, is some of the polls that you have put on your site. And for instance, one of the polls that you've had in the past was, or still have, is you ask the question, when are you likely to purchase land? And you and I were talking. You've had over 1,000 people respond to that poll. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're not just getting 10 people or 100 people responding to this poll. You're getting well over 1,000 people. So we're getting a good cross-section of different people's experiences and backgrounds. And so when I see – I have this poll up in front of me, when are you – it's called When Are You Likely to Purchase Land? And you've broken it down like less than a month, 1 to 3 months, 3 to 6 months, 6 to 12 months, and then 12 months or more. And what I found fascinating with this particular poll, actually I found it astounding, that over 70% of the people that responded to your poll plan to buy land in the next 12 months. Now, does that surprise you?
Yes and no. It does surprise me in the fact that, you know, it's a big number. 70% of anything is pretty strong.
Yeah, I mean, that got my attention.
So, yes, it does. If you look at those breakdowns over the spread, they're actually fairly even,
right.
Which is interesting, too. You've got 10, almost 11% of people less than a month, and then it goes all the way up to people 12 months or more that makes up about almost 27%. So, you know, these 70 to 75% of these people are looking to do something within the year, and then you've got the rest of the 25% are looking to go beyond, they're shopping for the long term. So what this tells me is that buyers, you know, we've had some economic conditions that I think everyone is very aware that have been going on here over the past 6 months to a year with the economy and such. And I think that buyers are starting to see that the market is either – I break it into three categories. It's either in the beginning of the bottom, we are in the bottom, or we're on our way out of the bottom. And
right.
I think that a lot of people know that it doesn't take 5 minutes for the market to turn. It takes time. So I think that element in the mix, as well as, you know, people are – you really learn a lot about people. They want to – when people get their mind set on something, they're typically not going to waste a lot of time unless they're serious about doing something. And especially with the society that we live in now, that everything's internet and, you know, messaging and information, I think people tend to, you know, when they're ready to make the commitment to do their research or get knowledge about buying or investing in land, I think that they definitely put the effort forward and they're serious about doing it.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to talk a little bit more about your sister website, landsync.com, because that's where you've had a variety of different land professionals from different backgrounds and different places in the country submit articles, and then you have people can comment on certain topics and things. And I think that also helps people understand maybe where some of the activity is in the country or where some opportunities are at the
right.
same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that compliment of having that sister website. Again, we'll talk a little bit more about that. But when you're likely to purchase land, a lot of people, that means they're doing their research, they're doing their homework, they're using LandFlip and LandSync as some of their resource tools to help them make good decisions about buying land. But more and more people are becoming aware of land, and I'm really astounded, and I think those in the listening audience really need to take to heart that if 70% of the people are interested in buying land in the next 12 months, that, you know, one of the questions that keeps coming to me, are there really buyers out there? And Ryan and I are going to say, absolutely. You know.
Yeah, there are. There's more buyers out now since I've been in the business, which, you know, all things relative since 2003. That really hasn't been that long. I mean, I've talked to and have relationships with people who've been in the land business for several decades. They've been doing this for a long time. So, mm-hmm. But the buyers are out now more than ever, and I think there's a few dynamics that are creating that. And we have stats, LandFlip. I mean, we eat, sleep, drink this every day. And
right.
we have a lot of information and knowledge. And it, you know, it's great that we have it, but it's even better that we can share it with people. I mean, what good is it to just have it and not share it?
Right.
And so we see these buyers, like, for instance, buyer profiles on LandFlip, people that are putting the criteria of what kind of land they're looking for from December or from Christmas Day, actually, until Saturday. So that was about just a little over a week. We had 80 buyer profiles created on LandFlip, and
okay.
that spiked drastically. I mean, that really has surprised us. And I think what is happening here is buyers see an opportunity. They see market conditions. You know, we've got gas prices that have come down. We've got stock markets that's in the tank, if not in the tank, near the tank. And so people tend to migrate towards things that they have tangible value that they can see, feel, touch. And so, and there is money out there. I think a lot of people think that everybody's broke. Well, there are
right.
PR people that are out don't have money right now, but there are a lot of people who do have money. They're looking to put it into things that tend to be safer investments, more long-term safe investments. So it really doesn't surprise me that we're seeing this now. It's really lining up with the psychology of economics.
Right, right. That's just excellent comments. I would wholeheartedly agree. I think I wrote an article a number of months ago where I profiled the Wall Street Journal and the USA Today and the New York Times, where they are all talking about that if you're looking for real estate opportunities, land is one area that investors need to start looking into more. And you're confirming what other sort resources are saying.
Yeah, it is. And there's, you know, do your homework when you're looking to invest in. You know, people say invest in land, and a lot of people, and a lot of markets are this way. It's a me-too mentality, or sometimes I like to call it the herd mentality.
Mm.
Once people start going that way, they tend to follow the pack. Well, the ones who led the pack are the ones who typically reap the most reward. The ones
right.
who follow the pack are the ones who get left out there when things turn the wrong way.
Right.
So what I urge people to do is do the research. That's why we created LandThink, to learn about it. There's a lot of terminology that, quite frankly, when I got in the business, I didn't know anything about. Wetland mitigation, what is that?
Right.
Conservation easements, I don't
right.
know what that means.
Right.
You know? So there's a lot of stuff that people need to understand when they're researching, looking to buy. And then there's also personal preferences that they really need to get a hold of. What do you want to do with this land besides just invest? I mean, that's some other tangible benefits that land has that a piece of paper stock can't give you. So
right.
do the homework, do the research, spend the time, and you will end up on the better when you do make an investment decision of this size, because it really is a big decision, a big investment.
Sure, it is a big investment, and what I know that having being a contributor on LandThink.com, that virtually every week I get a phone call or an email for someone who would like to network with me, who wants to learn more about land, or they have some specific questions. And I'm sure that's avail yourself to LandThink.com, not only from a perspective of reading the information there, but make contact with the variety of the different professionals who are contributing on that site and network with them, because you were saying in your roots you were mentored by different professionals that helped you along the way to get your start, and that's really part of why LandThink is there, is that we can all network together, correct?
Yes, and that wasn't there when I got in the business, that network. I mean, of course, there's your good old-fashioned, you know, networking, which is, you can never be replaced. That's the best.
Right.
It's kind of like word-of-mouth marketing. You can't replace the best. You can't replace it. But being able to easily get information, learn, get the facts, or just debate opinions, or, you know, and ask questions. You know, that stuff wasn't there. And you know, just this is a handful of years ago. You had to really, you know, just get out there and do it, to learn it and ask the questions and do it the old, what I call the old-fashioned way of old-fashioned networking and picking up the phone and calling people. But we've been able to provide tools and resources now to help speed that process up and help make learning a lot better and faster.
Mm-hmm. And as far as I can see, LandThink is really the only place on the Internet that you're going to find this gathering of professionals and ideas about land. So we encourage you as a reader and as a participant to come back to that site periodically, because there's always new and great information there. Now let's move on to one of the other polls. And by the way, if you're listening live on the Blog Talk Radio, you can type in a question, or if you've dialed in using your phone line tonight, we appreciate you both avenues that you've are receiving this broadcast. Feel free to type in any questions that you might have in our chat feature there. Don't be shy, because we'd love to hear from you. Now, the next poll that I'd like to talk about is it's called "What Type of Land Are You Searching For?" And again, I'll read that, because a lot of people don't have this in front of them. What type of land are you searching for? And again, you've polled. A lot of people have volunteered what their choices are. And I'm going to do a little drum roll here, because I was really astounded. 37% of those that participated in the poll picked hunting or recreational land as the number one choice of land that they were searching for. Again, Ryan, your analysis, are you surprised about this, or what's your thoughts?
Not really. And the reason being is because land flip is all about land, and mostly big land. And I think there is a huge recreational hunting. Hunting is huge now. It kind of reminds me of what golf did when Tiger Woods got into the golf world, and really just, you know, golf courses started popping up everywhere. You know, guys that you never thought would play golf, all of a sudden they come home with a set of clubs and they want to play golf with you, that kind of deal. So we really cater to that audience. There's a lot of folks that are looking for hunting, recreational type land, and land flip has a lot of that. So as far as our audience, that, you know, in the land that you will find on LandFlip, that doesn't really surprise me a lot. And also, too, the second one being at about 18% farm timber or ag land or income-producing property was the next biggest category,
right,
next to hunting and recreational. So if you took those two together, you're really looking at big acreage tracts. And so the audience, it tends to that kind of validated, you know, polling our audience. So what are you looking for? Are you looking for home sites and lots, or are you looking for large acreage? And so it really gives us a gauge as to what, you know, what people, that when they come to LandFlip, what kind of land are they looking to buy or invest in? So that one really didn't surprise me a whole lot there.
So now you have it categorized as hunting or recreational land. What would be recreational land?
recreational land would be land obviously used for hunting or fishing. Maybe it joins a river or it's on a lake or has a pond or something, a man-made pond, something
okay.
of that nature on it. Typically, that would fall. See, we've got farm and timber as more of the income-producing side, but a lot of timberland really falls into the hunting recreational side. It's typically the land is not as expensive, is in more urban or more developed areas, and that's really true in the Southeast and more so in the Northwest and states like Oregon and Washington, where there's large timberland out those way out in that part of the country. So, and then also to the Midwest and the Corn Belt and states like Iowa and Kansas and getting into Missouri and some of those Nebraska, you start getting into big deer hunting. You know, Midwest right now is really, really hot when it comes to deer hunting. They grow big deer up there, and a lot of the hunters and recreational folks know that. So that seems to be the hottest spot right now to find recreational hunting land is in the Midwest. The Southeast used to be really big, and it is to some degree, but I think the Midwest, the prices have been typically lower, plus the ethanol and a lot of the commodities have really been driving the price. And getting back to that herd mentality, buyers tend to follow where they know things are hot or going to be hot. So the hunting recreational land really is, you know, buying land for investment, but primarily to use it as fun with your family, kids, or grandkids.
Right, right. Well, I think hunters were also, they were just tired of using kind of a public domain land where they would either lease it or they would go to a certain area and there would be too many hunters or there wouldn't be enough game.
Well, and that brings up another interesting point. You, just by saying that, you reminded me. A lot of folks, they haven't been able to, you know, especially your deer hunters, haven't been able to afford buying a piece of land, and they've opted to leasing land. Well, leasing land, from all the analysis and things that I see, is kind of going out. A lot of your big timber companies and TMOs, pension funds, have sold out their land, and therefore it's been taken over by new ownership. And in some cases, if they don't want to hold that land, they will terminate those leases. And so a lot of people that have been leasing tracts, farms, timberland for a considerable amount of time have lost their leases. So and so now they are either pooling together with friends to look for a recreational hunting tract to own instead and looking at it more so as an investment as opposed to just paying an annual lease and money gone, you know.
Right.
So I think you reminded me that that's another element of the whole recreational hunting and why it would be popular.
Now, I've been seeing a scenario. In fact, it was really interesting. I was just driving from Florida to Alabama the other day to visit some relatives, and there was a billboard that it was a large billboard, and it was hunting land for sale. Mm-hmm. So I went on their website when I got home, and what they've done is I would call that a recreational developer, and mm-hmm. That entity bought like 5,000 acres in, looks like the southern part of Georgia. But what they've done is they took a corner of the 5,000 acres and broke it into, looks like about 50 five-acre plots.
Mm-hmm.
And they sold each one of those plots for like $100,000 or $200,000. It was pretty, a lot of money.
Right.
And they had sold a significant amount of those lots. Is that a trend that's going to continue to happen?
Absolutely. That, you know, recreational development, and that kind of goes along with being able to get it to where the common guy that likes to hunt can afford it. And that was a model that we really saw when I started getting into the business. We started excelling more and more, buying large tracts that had a lot of recreational value on a river, great mix of hardwoods, planted pine or planted timber, good road systems, food plots or areas to build them, and then therefore taking something more up on the road, running power to it, dividing it out, even putting log homes, and being able to share in the rights of the land. You would be deeded a certain percentage based on the total number of owners and then have annual dues, kind of like you would have for community association dues
right.
to help upkeep and all of that. So those have been pretty successful, and I think they've really been successful if they've been marketed correctly. And a lot
right.
of them here in Georgia have really jumped on the bandwagon of the Florida buyer. A lot of Florida's a huge recreational state,
mm-hmm.
and when it comes to deer hunting and more of your, you know, getting away from your fishing, because obviously they have good fishing down there, but you start getting into deer and turkey and a lot of that kind of hunting, the next best place to go or the best place is Georgia or South Carolina or Alabama.
Right.
And so that's when I got into the land business. That was, you know, they had all those hurricanes down in Florida. The property taxes were going up. People were ready to get out of Florida. And then those that were decided to stay there wanted to buy land and hunt for hunting and recreational value in Georgia to get away and enjoy that. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that is a big trend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and investors need to understand the different trends that are going on and where they're heading. And you know, when I talk to a hunter who owns hunting land, they are about as giddy as anybody I'll ever meet. a man and his gun and a piece of land, I mean, it's just like heaven on earth. And we just really, but we may not understand that, but that's who the type of people that we're trying to service at the same time.
Right.
And a lot of these folks that are hunters, they're actually white-collar folks that they actually have a lot of money.
You know, I have found that the hunting community is probably one of the most diverse communities that I have, you know, because I've dealt with a lot of buyer investors mainly for hunting and recreational purposes. And, you know, I have worked with people from, you know, people that have Gulfstream airplanes and helicopters to those guys who, you know, have their pickup truck and their gun, and they, you know, you never know, they'd have more than a nickel to their name. And they just enjoy being in the woods and enjoying
right.
time. And so, and everything in between. And so there's all types of people. You know, it's shocking, a lot of people that are into hunting that if you saw them on the street, you would say, no way. You got to
right.
be kidding me. But,
right.
yes, it's huge. It's very, very popular.
Yeah, yeah. And what I'm hearing you say is that will it continue to grow? Is that what you're saying?
I believe so. I do over the long haul. I think we saw a huge spike here in the past 3, 4, even 5 years when land, especially here in the Southeast, was going up in value and get it while the getting's good, you know, that kind of deal. But
mm-hmm.
I think you will see a general uptick trend in that, absolutely. I don't think you're going to continue to see it as strong as we have in the past, but I do think recreational value of land, I don't see it going anywhere. I really don't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Amazing that a half hour has already flown by. And there was a couple other polls that we were going to talk about, but I think we're going to have to defer those to another time. In fact, Ryan and I have been talking that he's going to come on the broadcast periodically just to help us understand and analyze some of the different trends. So when I have Ryan back again very soon, we're also going to talk about his polls, how will you fund a land purchase, and also how much land will you plan to be purchasing. And so I think that those will be some further exciting topics that you and I can discuss a little bit more and kind of have an audio version for people that they can listen to at their convenience as we talk about some of the different trends in land. Now, before we wrap up, I wanted you to comment a little bit about LandThink and your vision for LandThink.com. And are you going to have anything, some new things coming up in LandThink, or how's that going for you so far?
Well, LandThink hasn't even really been around for a year yet at this point. And, you know, we really want to get a community involvement and increase the popularity of the site. And we've definitely seen that. We've got great articles out there. We've got people who really want to contribute. And if anyone out there who's listening to this would like to, I think Russell will be giving you my contact information, would like to contribute to Land Think, you know, we're always interested in great content, ideas, much like Russell and I putting this this together that we're doing right now. So, you know, we're going to really focus on, you know, the content and really ramping that up. Just get good at what we're doing now as we grow the site. And there's, you know, podcasts that we're doing now. That's been a new addition to the site, getting more of the audio side of things, getting a little bit more interactive. So then we want to get more community involvement with Land Flip, get people commenting, debating about land. You know, land isn't always good. I mean, there are controversial things. There are certain opinions and beliefs that certain people have more so or less than others. And Land Flip is about discussing those things. That's how we learn, is by communicating, putting in, this is what I think. This is what I think about a certain particular piece of land or a conservation easement, and having a debate about it. And that's how we learn. And so we really want to get more community involvement, commenting on the articles that are out there, and then as well as getting more people to contribute in providing good articles, because there's a wealth of information out there. You're obviously a contributor, and all of those things help make a better Land Think.
Right, and I think that's an important point to emphasize, is that when I first saw Land Think, usually when you visit a typical website, they have contributors, and usually they're by invitation only of the person who hosts the website. But Ryan's focus is on anybody who wants to offer any type of contribution, that please forward that to him. And he is just so thoughtful of getting it, posting it on the site immediately and having other people read it and interact with it. And then we've added this feature. Ryan and I have been brainstorming about adding these podcasts, and then I'll be interviewing different professionals from different walks of life and land over the usually I'll be doing that about twice a month, and then we'll post those on landthink.com. Then you can listen to those at your convenience, and then we want you to offer comments about those, correct?
That is correct. Comments are a good thing, and you know, certain articles posts get a lot of comments. Some of our contributors really pull the debate out of people, and we like to see it. I mean, that's you know, debates are a good thing. They're not a bad thing. And Land Think was set up in a way to let people communicate and share their knowledge about certain experiences related to land, because there hasn't been any. There really hasn't. And so this is a great opportunity. You know, we do want contributors. Of course, we want it to be educational. We want people to be able to get something out of it. We don't, you know, want it to be all about selling somebody's product or service. We really want people to be able to get something out of the contribution. So
absolutely, very nice. Now here's Ryan's contact information. He can be reached at Ryan, and Ryan is spelled R-Y-A-N at landthink.com. Again, Ryan at landthink.com. Or his phone number is area code 706-342-8260, 706-342-8260. And as Ryan mentioned, he's in Georgia, so he's in the Eastern time zone. So keep that in mind when you want to make contact with them. Ryan, I'm going to ask you to leave now, because I'm going to make a few other comments about land in general, just to kind of educate the listeners. I just want to thank you so much for being with me today, and I just wish you much continued success with your business.
All right. Well, thank you, Russell, and I appreciate the invitation, and I look forward to it. And I think we'll be talking again on this great forum here soon.
Absolutely. All right, Ryan. Thanks once again.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. I hope that you enjoyed enjoyed the interview with Ryan. I think he's certainly a great wealth of information, and I think that it's important for you to network with him as someone who wants to learn about land. He is a mover and shaker. He really has a lot of contacts, and he can lead you to a lot of people, places, and money. And next time when we get together on the broadcast, we're going to talk about about financing land, because there's a lot of people that just will have asked me on numerous occasions, is there really money out there to buy land from lending institutions? And we'll be talking about that, but put it right on right in front of you that absolutely there is. All right. So let's change tracks for a moment as I ask you to walk down a little different path with me now and to think about a rural area of our country that you've visited in the past and pictured in your mind. Take a moment to capture its beautiful sights, smells, and tastes that you experience every time you go. Being from Florida, my family spent many vacations in the mountains of North Carolina. You know, there's something peaceful and serene about visiting rural destinations, isn't there? But are you starting to understand why so many folks want to buy rural land, as we've talked about, but many want to retire to many rural destinations around the country? In fact, the USA Today conducted a poll, and they found that millions and millions of retiring baby boomers hope to relocate to the country in the next few years. In fact, you might be listening tonight, and you might be one of them. In a past broadcast, I talked about what the media is saying about land, and here's one example. Investors Business Daily reports, becoming a land baron was once considered the domain of billionaires. Isn't that the truth? But land has gotten more affordable for smaller players to invest in, as prices have dropped in tandem with the housing markets. Investors are finding deep discounted deals. Now, this is just a direct quote from Investors Business Daily. Now, here's the essence, the part of the article that I really want you to capture. There is a really attractive market emerging for the small investor. I'll read that once more. There's a really attractive market emerging for the small investor, according to the Investors Business Daily. In fact, some land markets in the U.S. remain white hot, but it's a better time to invest than it was a couple years ago. You know, the media continues to validate the need and demand for land. I will say it again. The media is affirming more investors are needed to get involved in land. Isn't that remarkable? As land right now, in my opinion, is the most lucrative market in all of real estate, there is many, many great opportunities. And my interview with Ryan continues to validate my primary point. There is a significant demand for land anywhere in the country. This is where my turnkey program comes into play. I am the only real estate trainer talking about rural land and how to control or buy properties at 50% or more off-market price. For some of you, this is your first broadcast, so let me briefly review some critical points about land in the United States. Are you aware that there are 1.6 billion acres? Yes, that's billions with a huge B that can be bought and sold. 1.6 billion acres. In fact, if you broke that down, if you looked at a typical county in Florida, that there's about 500,000 acres or more in each county here in Florida, and that would be typical across the nation. So when you look at your area where you live, there's actually a lot of acreage available, even within close proximity to where you live. I was recently flying from Atlanta to Jacksonville, and I marveled how when we took off, within just a few brief moments, we are outside Atlanta, and it just turned to rural area, and for the rest of the trip, all I saw pretty much the whole time was rural land, was country land. And that's typical across the nation. But we as investors, when we get up in the morning, we open our front door, and what do we see? We see someone else's house. So we've lost perspective of the amount of land that is available all around us. And one thing that's really interesting to me is that according to the USDA, 97% of land is designated as rural land, and 3% is designated as urban land. So the majority of our population lives on 3% of the available land. You know, that translates to 240 million people live on 3% of the land in the United States. Isn't that utterly astounding? You know, I think of land kind of like an iceberg. Many people may not be aware that a very small part of the iceberg is actually above the ocean. In fact, if you were to view the iceberg under the water, you would see a large mass sometimes stretching as far as the eye can see. Most of us live in urban centers that are like the exposed tip of the iceberg, and consequently, we only think in terms of what we can see. But we've lost perspective of the enormous mass of land that is under and around us, and it is in demand like never before. And also to help your learning just a little bit more, I've broken land down into three major categories. The first category is small parcel land, which is land typically 20 acres or less. And this is a piece of land that normally someone that might want to retire on or live on for future, or they might buy it for investment. And then there's developing land. That is land that is transitioning from rural to an urban setting. And that is land that's very near or in the city limits, and eventually it's going to be the next suburb or commercial center or warehouse unit. So it's already made that transition into the fold of the city or the county. And the third type of land, is raw or undeveloped land. And it's land that is far from existing patterns of development. So what I spend the majority of my time pursuing is either opportunities of 20 acres or less, the small parcels, or the raw or undeveloped land that is far from the existing patterns of development. That might be a half hour or hour drive away from where you currently live. But what has happened over time, especially in the last 50 years or so, we're seeing that land is starting to be categorized. And as Ryan and I have talked tonight, there's hunting land, there's farm land, there's recreation land, there's timber land, but there's also horse farms, hobby farms, land that conservationists are buying, waterfront land. So there's begin to evolve a number of subcategories, and actually there's people that are just specialists in some of these different subcategories. I just look at, every time I get an opportunity, I look at it, and then I confer with my network of professionals to make to see whether it's a good opportunity or not, just as we talked about it, talking about land think and hooking up with different professionals that can help you make good decisions about your land purchase. So are you starting to see why I'm so excited about land? There are so many opportunities, but hardly anyone is talking about them. And in a past broadcast that you might want to listen to at your leisure, I talked about a group that has significant buying power, the baby boomers. I encourage you to listen to this broadcast and learn how this group is impacting the demand for land. So, why did I design the Vacant Land Guide? My primary motivation in creating the Vacant Land Guide, the home study course, is to help others achieve their dreams and goals. When I first started in real estate, I was doing land deals part-time as I had a full-time job. So I designed this program to be geared to someone who was working part-time. Eventually, my part-time income exceeded my full-time income, and I became a full-time land investor. So let me introduce you to my Vacant Land Guide, as it's the most comprehensive manual on vacant land ever. And what makes the Vacant Land Guide unique is that I give you a whole array of insider information on this untapped opportunity. I teach how you can successfully work land deals in 10 to 15 hours a week working a full-time job. Because I have now 600 land transactions under my belt. But here's some of the shortcuts I'm learning I'm going to pass on to you. The first thing that I'm going to pass on to you in depth and in detail is how to quickly profile landowners who are willing to sell to you at a low price. And there are many out there. So I can teach you how to avoid a random search of all landowners in an area you're searching, unlike what most experts teach. I've developed a very unique strategy in that regards. In fact, I was just having a discussion with a Robert in Charlotte, North Carolina, and he has been working land part-time over the last few years and has profited hundreds of thousands of dollars just searching one specific area that is 1 hour drive from where he lives. And he's been doing that part-time, but he's been able to quickly profile landowners that are willing to sell. And actually, you'll be surprised how surprisingly easy it is to locate these people. And then I go into great detail how to make contact with them and how to negotiate with them so that you can get deals that are 30 to 50 cents on the dollar with great ease. And so that leads me to the second point. I teach how to communicate to landowners and convince them to sell below market value, the bottom line. But I also teach how to write a no money down contract so that you too don't have to be concerned about actually buying properties. You can actually quick turn properties without having any money in the contract. Very unique, but it'll help you to make hundreds of thousands of dollars in land without having to risk any of your own money. Now, I too have purchased real estate training manuals, and when I get it home, I'm not sure where to start. In fact, I've intentionally created a step-by-step checklist, a roadmap, if you will, how to use the manual quickly and efficiently. So you don't open the manual and read chapter one. You methodically follow each step that I lay out and in a short time, you can start doing land deals like me. So what I offer is a guidebook of 18 chapters of great information based on current market conditions. 18 chapters, 265 pages. You won't find this information anywhere else. In fact, if you went to a Books A Million or Barnes & Noble, you would not find one book on land in their real estate section. It's time for more people to learn about land, and I have some great opportunities for you to learn from this home study course. So what are the benefits of who should own this home study program? It's an investor looking for a profitable stay-at-home business, but it's also someone that's interested in making $5,000 to $10,000 or more per month on small parcel deals, or $50,000 to $100,000 on large parcel deals, working part-time. But there's going to be some of you that are interested to purchase this manual, and you're going to save thousands of dollars, if not tens of thousands of dollars, on your future country home dream site. No longer look to the MLS to find your dream property. Buy the Vacant Land Guide to help you save tens of thousands of dollars on your future land purchase. But you can learn how to get into the land business with surprisingly little investment, and that's why you're here listening tonight. The manual is very affordable, and in no time you'll be ready to hit the road running, doing your own land deals. Land is by far the simplest, easiest form of real estate on the planet. Owning the Vacant Land Guide is like owning McDonald's franchise. There's a reason for so many franchises in McDonald land. Investors realize that franchises work. You know, most small businesses fail because they don't have an organized set of tools. That's what McDonald's provides to investors. And that's what I provide to you through the Vacant Land Guide, a turnkey system where you can immediately begin to hit the road running with my roadmap that I include in the manual. But we're in challenging times. Is there really money to be made in land? Absolutely. But isn't it time for you to get out of other forms of real estate that are not making in money and come join me and Ryan in making money in land? If you were to go on my website and to own this one-of-a-kind manual, it would cost you $1,495. There is thousands and thousands of dollars of information that you will find nowhere else. In fact, if you went to a big box retail bookstore, you would not find one book on land. That's how valuable owning this turnkey program is. You'll be successful if you commit 10 to 15 hours a week. That's how I've created this manual. So you can own this state-of-the-art manual, which is based on current market conditions, for only $9.95. You know, owning the vacant land guide will reinvigorate your real estate goals and dreams. But it'll also get you out of that 9-to-5 job that's no longer making sense for you. Owning the vacant land guide will help you to make sense out of how to make a real estate career. Now, if you decide to own my vacant land guide tonight, I will throw in 5 bonuses absolutely free. The first bonus is a workbook. So I have an accompanying workbook that goes with the guidebook. The workbook has case studies, articles, checklists, all related to land. Helps you to really hit the road running, to really understand the inner workings of land in a practical way. I've also included as a free bonus a CD-ROM of forms, documents, and contracts related to land. You will not find this information anywhere on the planet. This is well-done information, and it's all the different types of forms that you'll ever need, all on one CD-ROM that you can fill out. They're all in PDF. You can fill them out on your computer, print them out, and you're ready to go. It looks very professional. Your third bonus I will include a list of the best land websites on the Internet and their web addresses. All the details you will ever need on the latest information about land on the Internet. It's an invaluable resource to help you get it connected with other land investors. And also as another bonus number 4, I'm going to throw in a free lifetime subscription to the Vacant Land Guide News. Each month I analyze the direction and trends of vacant land. This newsletter is becoming a staple for land investors around the country. In the future, I plan to charge an annual subscription rate for this information. And the 5th bonus that I'll offer for free is a coupon that this program is designed for you to do it by yourself, but there'll be times when you're faced with a larger transaction that has a good upside. Maybe the deal is too complex or too large to do yourself, for you to take advantage of the opportunity. If you invite my company to be a part of your land deals and we successfully close on the project, I'll refund the entire purchase amount of the manual. So there's an opportunity for you to eventually receive their manual absolutely free. So you would pay thousands and thousands of dollars if you compiled this information on your own. So for $9.95, you get a one-of-a-kind manual and 5 free bonuses, including a coupon that allows you to eventually receive the program absolutely free. So I give you over $1,200 worth of bonuses absolutely free. If you wish to order, please contact me either through my website at vacantlandguide.com, or by calling me at 877-8-VACANT. That's 877-882-2268. Don't order directly through the website as you'll pay full price. Please call or email me soon. If you have any questions, we'd love to hear from you. But be a part of the growing group of investors like Ryan Folk and I whose life has been changed because of vacant land. Don't put off the decision any longer and join the ranks of those who know vacant land and make your dreams and goals come true. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to hearing from you, from comments and emails and phone calls, and enjoy the rest of your evening. And I hope and pray that 2009 will be a great year for you and land. Good night.